Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'll be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Aberdeen Junction.
Ooh, that would be a little weird. That's not in Aberdeen.
No. It's not really close to Aberdeen either.
It's a completely different place.
Yes, it is. I got it right here. Hold on. I got it right here, Robbie. It's just south of Durant.
Okay.
So.
Outside of Holmes County?
Yeah, I believe it's in Holmes County, yes. Yes, yes. Okay. That seems accurate. So it would be a little weird.
Would be a little bit weird.
Well, wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Long story short, if you need printing for your business and you are a Mississippi State fan, I should clear this up. If you're an Ole Miss fan, you should still work with Pip Printing and Signs. You don't have to do the Bulldog Initiative thing if you're an Ole Miss fan. They won't make you do it, but, you know, we'll take your money. Make that pretty clear. You know, if you want to give it, we're going to take it. So,
Richard doesn't have any problem advertising for.
Richard Cross is a great advertiser.
He loves the Bulldog Initiative.
He loves it. We need to do more advertising with the Bulldog Initiative and Richard Cross. So here's the deal. You're a Mississippi State fan. You're a business owner. You already spend money on printing. Simple as this. Call Pip Printing and Signs. Call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Say, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. Want to take advantage of this. 10% of whatever business you do, right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. So you're now a Bulldog Initiative business, and you didn't spend any extra money. You're already spending that money on printing as it is. Give Cam a call today. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And you are looking for it. If you want to be able to wear the new State Script logo, if you want to be able to wear the interlocking and the M over S, if you want to get rid of the banner M, and God knows that we do, the place to do it is College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. The place to grab the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, or for Sunday brunch. It's always at Restaurant Tyler. We're glad they're back up and running, remodeled, redone, and ready to go. We're only so close to football season, so you know the weekends are going to be packed at Restaurant Tyler. If you're in Starkville and you want to grab the best meal in town, you have to head to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you in Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where they're located, but what they're going to do for you and your money. You did the hard work. You got the money to the bank. Let Priority One Bank take it from there. Let them show you how they're going to help you invest, manage your money, and benefit your family for years to come. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
Robbie, I am about tired of talking. We're about to go to.
I'm just tired.
We're going to dinner after this, and I may not speak. I mean, just be like,
I'm just tired.
Just point on the menu, like, oh, I don't have that.
We had, first and foremost, quite possibly the best barbecue you and I have ever eaten last night at Terry Black's. I mean, and I'm not exaggerating.
Legitimate meat sweats happened. I was sweaty. I was sweaty.
You and Borky shared that massive
cow rib.
It literally was off of a cow.
The guy told us, he's like, that's going to be the size of my forearm. And I was like, okay. Did I say I was afraid? did I stutter, sir?
I had brisket and
you had ribs too.
Pork ribs.
I had ribs.
And the pork ribs I had
delicious.
Were the best I've ever had. I'm not
delicious.
I'm
the
not
ribs were great. Brisket
joking.
Great. I
it
got
was
turkey.
Unbelievable.
I got some turkey. Got the sausage. Sausage was really good.
Sausage was really good. Jalapeno and cheddar. I'm still feeling the effects today.
Yeah. That's a meal that stays in your system. I mean,
it does.
That's like 600 or 700 grams of sodium.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's basically like
you took a tablespoon of salt and just dumped it in your mouth.
I just have not felt great all day, and I'm blaming it on that. But it's just been a long day, man.
I'm willing to not feel great to eat that meal again, though.
Yeah, I would do it again. Yeah. I would do it right now.
Yeah.
We got here. You got here probably before I did.
I did.
I got here about 7:50.
Yeah, I was here about 7:30. Yeah.
Mississippi State had their media availability with the local media mm-hmm. at 8:30. Mm-hmm. We got about 10:30. I think we had Jeff Lebby or so, and just a lot of writing for you, a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a long day.
It's been a long day, and that's great because it means we got a lot of content for our customers, and so
yeah.
You know, I definitely encourage you to check out everything Robbie did over on On3. He's got it all covered for you there. Check out everything we did here at Super Talk. We got interviews with everybody who showed up here today, one of which we're going to play you a little later in the show when we talk to Jeff Lebby. Just your thoughts on Mississippi State's day. I thought that for me, Richard really made, believe it or not, Richard made a really good point. He said in years past, people were interested in Mike Leach, not mm-hmm. Mississippi State. Today, people were interested in Mississippi State.
Yeah. The buzz is a little different around Mississippi State than I can remember mm-hmm. in a while. And I think that a lot of people are really intrigued with Jeff Lebby at State. I think pretty much everybody knows his offense is going to be good. I don't think it's if this and that happens. I think everybody knows the offense is going to be pretty good. Didn't talk a lot about the defense today, and, you know, we'll see what happens there. But I think people are becoming more and more impressed with Jeff Lebby and the program that he's building and the mindset that he has. I know I'm impressed with him, and I really enjoyed hearing from him today, both in our media room and the big room that we got, that everybody got to hear on national television. And just impressed with the kind of the building blocks that he's set with the program and, you know, where he's coming from. And you talk to the players, John Lewis mentioned it today. I don't know if he talked about it with y'all too, but, you know, he talked about the fact that, you know, Jeff Lebby has brought some excitement to the team.
Mm-hmm.
They're having fun again. The locker room's fun. They all have a great relationship. And that's one of the things that he really wanted to impart on this team and his first team, is that it's a family atmosphere. These are your brothers. This is going to be the guys that you go to battle with on Saturdays. You all need to be in the foxhole together, fighting the same fight. And you can kind of sense that with this team. They got, you know, a little quiet confidence about them. You know, I'm always hesitant until I actually see it on the field, but I really do feel a little different going into this regime than I have, you know, the last couple of coaches, last three coaches, really, dating back to Joe Moorhead. And, you know, obviously you just got to play the games, but right now, you know, I like what I'm hearing from Jeff Lebby and kind of how they're backing it up too.
I wasn't here in 2009 for media days when Dan Mullen was his first year. I would be interested to know how similar the vibes were for him, because it's a very similar situation in a lot of ways. State really poor offensively the year before, was coming out of a tough stretch there, and Mullen comes in and he's the hot shot offensive guy. I sort of described Lebby today and Mullen the same way. Like, when they got this job at Mississippi State, that was their time. They were the guy at that point. They were the guy that everybody had been pointing to the year before. Like, that's the next head coach, right? He's the offense, the big hot shot offensive coordinator. He's the next guy. And they come to Mississippi State, and they have confidence, maybe bordering on arrogance a little bit, but in the good kind of way. And you also have an Ole Miss team that's with big preseason expectations, then and now. And so a lot of the focus and a lot of the talk is on them, and a lot of talk about the rivalry. Mullen really embraced the rivalry talk early on. Lebby hasn't, you know, been as forward about it, but today I got the impression, and when I asked him about it in our interview, which you'll hear, I asked him, I was like, I think you're getting tired of hearing about Kiffin, so let's do this instead. And I think he said thank you, because he's been hearing it a lot.
He got asked at least three times
about Kiffin, and you know, I just think that, you know, there's a lot of similarities between Mullen year one and Lebby year one. And I don't know that it's going to follow the same path. I think if State was 5-7 with an Egg Bowl win, people would be really excited, even though you're not going to a bowl.
If you follow the exact same trajectory that you did in 2009, I think people would sign up for that today.
I think they would. But I also think that if you go 6-6 with an Egg Bowl loss, people are going to be okay.
Yeah, they'll be happy about that too.
They'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, but by and large, you know, the group that State sent here today, you know, John Lewis, he obviously gave a quote that's gotten a lot of traction, and that's fine. You know,
I think that he was kind of coerced into that.
Well, yeah. And he didn't offer up that quote. He was asked a question.
But I mean, like, from what I was told, like, it was like a series of questions that created that whole quote. Like, that quote wasn't made on just one answer.
Right.
He was asked something like...
We need to go back and find this.
Four or five times.
Yeah.
That's what I was told by somebody that was around in that
situation. Who asked the question?
Chris Lowe.
Okay.
Yeah, from ESPN. And okay. I think it was kind of like, it started off about Ole Miss, and he might have given, one answer. And then it was like another question about it, and then another question.
So you're just frustrated. He's tired of hearing about Ole Miss.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, in that case, kudos to the man.
But
at some point, you have to say, "Hey, I don't play for Ole Miss."
I kind of want to see some guys lean on that a little more, because apparently it ruffled a lot of feathers. Like it drove some Ole Miss people mad. That a Mississippi State person came out and said, you know, we're better than them. They're copying us. Like,
that's
it drove them insane.
That's totally flipping the script on them.
It's like gonna make their minds explode.
You think you're better than me? That's what happened today.
Like, it was like reverse psychology. What if the entire Mississippi State fan base and players just all
started
of a sudden
looking down our nose at Ole Miss?
Just started saying,
hilarious.
These scumbags.
Oh, you're finally gonna do something this year. That's great. That's
great
for you.
Good for them. That's a good little spot for them.
Bless their hearts. Yeah.
You might just make them completely combust.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just lean on
scanners.
That. just lean on that. But yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be
a
jolt.
July. What do you want?
It is. I think there's going to be a jolt of electricity back into this rivalry. And it might not be this year.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the days of playing nice in that rivalry are pretty much over.
Well, you have two guys that are very similar in that they're, you know, offensive-minded guys. They both, I think, are going to be pretty good at recruiting. So they kind of know what to do to play to that. And they work together, obviously. They're now at you're in the rivalry, ingrained in it. I think this has a chance to be maybe not like the vitriol of the Mullen and Freeze era, but it's got a chance to be, you know, electric again, I think. It hasn't really been like that for the last few years. It's been a little different. But, yeah, I think you're kind of seeing Jeff Lebby's kind of getting tired of the Kiffin stuff. And he's just straight up coming out now and calling it childish and saying he can play those games, I'm not going to play it, stuff like that. And I think there's a little bit of, like, frustration behind it, you know, annoyance even.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think this is probably the last time he's going to have to hear those questions, because we'll go into the season now and people will be asking about games. I mean, we're certainly not asking those questions. We've already asked them at this point.
You know, Mississippi State people have – I don't know if anybody has ever really asked those questions from Mississippi State.
It's been more about
– It's been like the national people.
When we ask about Kiffin, it's like, you know, what did you take from him?
Mm-hmm.
And what does he do as a coach that you want to take from him and things like that? You're right. The national people want to, and that's fine. And I talked to JD Pickell earlier today. Who, I talked to JD Pickell. Finally got him.
Nice.
I reeled him in. He came over
to talk on this.
He's on Thunder and Lightning Live. That's tonight.
Great guy. I haven't got a chance to talk to him.
Fantastic. He knew you.
Yeah, we met in Nashville.
He's like, oh yeah, Robbie.
Hate that guy.
Yeah.
I went to On3 headquarters. He was in there. That's where he usually records all the stuff.
But I asked him about that. I said, you know, when you're a national guy, and you don't have the day-to-day with a team like Mississippi State that isn't a sexy team, that isn't a national headline team, how do you cover them? And he went into depth about that. He talked a little bit about it. He's like, you got to pick what's interesting. And what's interesting, I get it, is the Kiffin-Lebby dynamic.
Yeah.
But once we get into the season, that kind of goes away. And until we get to Egg Bowl week,
you'll have something
when
to
it will be
about.
Rehashed. It will be rehashed in Egg Bowl week.
I mean, you haven't seen it on the field yet, so all you can do is talk about things that are, you know, the other things outside of the football field, you know, and that's all we got right now.
We haven't talked about Albert Reese. I thought he was great when I talked to him.
He was good. Yeah. No, I actually talked to Albert after he got done doing interviews. He was just kind of standing around, and, you know, we talked for a little bit, and we talked about the humidity and
we talked about that as well. Yes,
Had some really cool shoes that he got. That I was asking him about their suits because, you know, they had the guy came and basically tailored suits for everybody on the team.
Right,
and so the whole team got tailored suits for the dog walk, and then you had the guys that were going to media days. They got their own suits. Mm-hmm. So I didn't talk to Blake Shapen about it, but John Lewis and Albert Reese both had their suits custom made
with like the three stripes on there.
Yeah, that was weird. But inside Albert's was like a bunch of pictures of like him as a kid, him playing football, and then John had a picture of his son's ultrasound.
Oh, that's cool.
And then his brother, who passed away, was also in there too. So I thought it was really cool that they
agreed
that guy did that for them.
Did you get the impression today? I didn't. So I may be asking a loaded question here, but that State might get a little more respect preseason than we're thinking. I did not get that impression. I still think State will be picked 15th when we see the ballots.
Yeah, I definitely – I don't think they got any kind of boost whatsoever as far as the – you know, the media poll. I'm expecting, again, it's going to drive me insane that Arkansas is ahead of...
I mentioned it in three interviews today.
It's going to drive me absolutely insane, but I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, that is my new State getting picked last in the West. They get picked behind Arkansas every year, and I don't understand it. Every single year, Mississippi State, maybe one or two... But every single year, Mississippi State finishes ahead of Arkansas, and most of these years they're beating them on the field. I don't get it. And, you know, Sam Pittman is – this is probably it for him, too. So,
no, Sam Pittman, won't see him no more.
Yeah. Well, we'll see him somewhere.
We'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah. You will.
Yeah.
I won't, but yeah.
Yeah, so – all right, let's get into this interview that we talked – me and Richard and I talked to Jeff Lebby earlier today. But let's move into that, and that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. It's another beef night here. We're in Texas. You got to eat beef. So tonight is steak night. So we're going to have a big steak.
I'll power through.
Yeah, you'll be all right. And we'll all be all right. This weekend, if you're cooking out, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So many great cuts available to you. It's not just ribeyes and fillets, guys. There's so many great cuts of steak, of beef. You know, if you want to do slow cooker stuff, if you want to smoke a big brisket. But, hey, if you don't want to do the big brisket, smoke a chuck roast. That's a fantastic cut to throw in the smoker. Or you can do it Robbie's favorite style, do it Mississippi pot roast style. And are you doing that this weekend with that fresh pot roast from our friend Sam?
I'm going to have to at some point. It's in the freezer right now, but
you gotta get that thing
I got to figure out. I just got done eating leftovers on my last one.
That's all right. That means it's time to restart.
That's true.
Start up fresh.
I'll just keep a pot roast either fresh or in the refrigerator at all times.
Thanks. Pot roast in every pot. There you go. All right, beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends of the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked southern soul food that you're looking for, and you are looking for it. You would love nothing more than go in there tonight and grab you a plate of smoked wings, a couple of chicken chipotle tacos, and a prime rib sandwich. That's good eating. So do that. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure your trip to Two Brothers is on the agenda, or perhaps you need to get a fancy sandwich. Houston, would you like a fancy sandwich? He says absolutely, and he's right. You would love a fancy sandwich. You get them at the Older Brother, Starkville's newest restaurant. It's great. If you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do it now. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it now for 49 years. Got to be coming up on 50 years of delivering quality products and quality customer service. So the service is what makes them different. Service after the sale, local service, not a 1-800 number, not a call center that puts you on hold for half an hour, not an out-of-state technician making an appointment to see you in a week, 10 days. You can't afford to wait when something goes wrong at your business. You need it fixed that day. That's why you call Advantage Business Systems. They take care of you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. Before you go to Davis Wade this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If it's either the store or the website, maroonandco.com, to find some great new Mississippi State gear with all of the logos that you are looking for. Simple as this, folks. If you want to get great Mississippi State gear in Starkville, that Maroon & Co. is the place you need to get them from. And we're going to help you save a little money. Thunder15 is the promo code, 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade this fall, go to Maroon & Co. Let's go now to our interview. Richard Cross, who this might be his Thunder and Lightning non-interviewing him debut, but he is the third most important person in this interview because I and Richard talked to Jeff Lebby, got his thoughts on the upcoming season, his quarterback Blake Shapen, and just a few more things about his first year here in Starkville.
Back at SEC Media Days in Dallas, our coverage is brought to you in part by Mississippi Farm Bureau. Everybody loves a home field advantage, so take advantage of your home team at Mississippi Farm Bureau. Agents in all 82 counties ready to serve you with the best in auto, home, and life insurance. You can always bundle your coverage. Go with the home team, Mississippi Farm Bureau. One of our home teams is in Starkville. It's got a new head coach in Jeff Lebby. First run through Media Days as a head coach. How's the day been?
It's been good.
Is it tiring?
It's just nonstop. You get a chance to talk for 6 hours. It's constant, but it's been great.
You guys get on the plane and like don't say a word the entire way home.
I got a feeling that's exactly how it'll be. But no, it's been good. I love it. I love having the opportunity to continue to tell our story and man create vision and hope and people understand exactly who we are as we're getting this thing off the ground.
I know there's only so much you can take from a spring game, but when we talked going in to the spring game, you were excited. You admitted that there were questions and things that you were still trying to figure out. When you had a little bit of time to reflect on that spring practice period and the game to wrap it up, what were your thoughts kind of thinking back on the spring?
You know, I loved the excitement that our guys had in the building every single day. I loved how intentional they were and how they went about their business every single day. I thought that's something that we had a chance to continue to build on. You know, we talked about it right after the spring game, but then it's, again, you're back into this race against yourself. How good can I get until we go kick this thing off through the end of fall camp? So I feel good about our guys. We've addressed a couple things with the spring portal, a receiver, another running back, which was big, and then obviously having the ability to get another corner was a big deal for us with an addition of a late junior college D lineman. So, again, I feel good about where we're at. We got a ton of work to do, but, man, we got great support inside our building. We got energy inside our building, and it's going to be a fun fall.
A word you just used there, I've heard you use it a lot, is intentional.
Yeah.
What does that word mean when you use it?
That means being incredibly present exactly where your feet are and living in that moment every single minute of every single day. And when you're inside the building, you know, if it's a team meeting, I am dialed into the team meeting. If it's a special teams meeting, I'm dialed into that moment and that coaching point and being intentional with my time. And I think the more our guys can create that, the faster we're going to get to where we want to get.
That's an interesting balance that you've got right now of being intentional and in the moment while also looking to the future.
Yeah.
And knowing their areas you need to fill and that it takes some time to build it to get it to look what you want it to look like.
Sure, and that for us and for me, that's just the constant part of the job and knowing that, you know, even when we're not in the building, there are things going on inside the program that we've got to operate at a really high level to make sure we're getting done what we need to get done for December. And again, got great pieces of the puzzle that are doing that for us.
I think you're getting kind of tired of people asking you about Lane Kiffin. So I'm going to ask you about Josh Heupel.
Okay.
Jeez.
Good.
So you worked with, you know, with Heupel,
yeah,
at Central Florida, and then, you know, he goes to Tennessee, you go to Ole Miss. What's the thing that he does as a head coach that you would say, if I can do that as well, I'll be successful?
Yeah, his consistency and his competitive spirit are absolutely elite. And this is a guy that obviously played the position, won a national championship as a player, has had great success as a coach and now as a head coach, and he's been consistent. And so just so many different things to be able to pull from our experience there. As he was a first-time head coach, he was coming off of being a very successful coordinator and got to sit in that chair, and I got to sit there alongside with him and be able to build that thing, which is the things that we'll cherish forever.
You know, when I think about your career, when you were at UCF, people said great things. You know, up-and-coming coach, great offensive mind. When you were at Ole Miss, people started saying, there's no question he's going to be a head coach. You go to Oklahoma, and now you have this opportunity. I know this is something that you've wanted,
sure,
and you've been building toward. Is it a little surreal, though, that it has now happened?
Yeah, I think at times you pinch yourself and you realize you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This is, man, what I've dreamt of for a long, long time, and now having the opportunity to do it, I won't ever forget the amount of gratefulness and thankfulness that I have in the moment, you know, right now, and being able to do what we're doing and be able to go chase it with the people we're chasing it with. So it's special. I don't take it for granted and never will.
Something that we talked about leading into the spring game with you, I just would love for you to explain to our listeners. You choose Coleman Hutzler to be your defensive coordinator. He's never coordinated a defense before, but you were adamant about the fact that he was ready.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, having experience with him, knowing exactly who he is, this is a guy that's just a real professional. Who's got great toughness, got great edge, got great connection. And I love the fact that through special teams, he always had to own the entire team because he touched the entire team at all these different places and then gets to see it, the man, at the highest levels of college football and being a part of some incredibly successful units.
It sounds like he's got a really good rapport with the players as well. We talked to John Lewis today, and he was like, that's my guy. Last thing he told me before I left to come over here, he was like, hey, don't go over there and say something stupid. and it was like there's just like an ease there,
yeah,
and a relationship that already exists between the two.
Absolutely. He spent time, and as we know, that's the key in creating relationship and connection, and Coach Hutz has done that and done a great job.
We're going to let you grade your quarterback here because we had Blake on earlier. And I asked him – I gave
grade
him,
that powder blue suit he's wearing.
Well, we're not talking about that.
that's pretty good.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Looks dang
so
good.
So I asked him – I gave him a scenario, and I basically said, I want to take a shot to the end zone. What's the play call? He said, grenade right. Did he make the right call?
Good job. That's a great call. Call it again. Yeah, do it one more time.
In terms of coaching quarterbacks.
Yeah.
When Blake goes to the line, what's the picture that you want him to see? And yeah, it's all happening fast.
Sure.
So on a snap-by-snap basis.
You know, having great clarity and great anticipation, those are the two things, because you can anticipate when things are clear. So the clarity comes from prep. The clarity comes from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, and you're inside the week and you're watching it and you know what you're getting before you get it. And that's my expectation of that position. Guys that have spent so much time in the building and have dialed in so much that, man, there's clarity so that they can anticipate and play free and fast.
Define success for us in year one, maybe even beyond wins and losses.
Yeah, for me it is, instead of putting a true win-loss number on it, it is, man, at the end of the year, people saying they got the right guy. This place is trending up. They've made it to the postseason, go win a bowl game. There's excitement in recruiting. There's this aggressive style of play that tends to bowl well with our fan base, and those are the things that I want people to be saying.
So I don't know if you saw this or not, but Dave Aranda at Big 12 Media Days, somebody asked him a question about his defense 10 years ago to now.
Yeah.
And when I tell you the man went deep, I mean, he went deep.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody
I didn't understand half of what he said.
Right.
I want you to do that with me right now. Tell me about your offense back when you were at Southeastern calling plays to now. What's difference? Go as deep as you can.
Yeah, there are so many differences, but there's still so many similarities. Like from a philosophical standpoint, I've always and will always say when you have the football, you dictate how the game is played. Well, that means that you're applying pressure through tempo and being at the line of scrimmage as fast as you can. That will never change for us. You know, I've said this. You want the other side of the ball, that coordinator, that play caller, to have a miserable 4 hours. Well, you do that because you apply pressure nonstop. So that's always going to be who we are, and we'll continue to build off of that. Where we're different than where we were then is from a formational motion standpoint, we've got a lot more going on. And creating different pictures when you can't go fast is, to me, how you create advantage.
When you had a chance to visit with Greg Sankey, did you tell him thank you for kind of giving you a break on the schedule in year one?
I did. I was very appreciative of that. Absolutely.
Brief. The road games, I mean, look, the SEC's a grind. You know that.
Yep.
Wow.
Part of it, and I love it and continue to say it. You want to do it with the best and against the best. I couldn't mean that more. And for our guys, it's this great opportunity to be able to go prove exactly who we are.
One last thing, I guess, because we only got maybe a minute or so left. We've got to talk about the Egg Bowl. I left Lane out of it, but the Egg Bowl itself.
Yeah.
You've been on the other side of that rivalry. Now that you're on the Mississippi State side, what were they saying that's not true at all?
Well, I think for us, the passion and the importance for our fan base, both fan bases, our entire state, in-state recruiting, man, it's such a big deal, and I get that. I've got great respect for that, and there's a lot to be had before that point. But when we get to that point in the season, man, make no doubt about it, that's going to be a fun one, and it's a dang important one.
The jokes aside, I think there are a lot of Ole Miss people that want to see you do well,
yeah.
Within reason, but are happy for you and your success.
They probably give you 11-1.
I don't know about that. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Great to see
awesome.
You and
thanks,
wish you all the best.
Appreciate it.
Thank Jeff you. Levy with us at
oh,
SEC
he,
Media.
He snubbed you. He snubbed you. You saw it.
My apologies. I was just trying to keep us on time. We'll be back.
All right, good stuff. Really appreciate that. If you missed that interview on Sports Talk, we'll have it up here on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed. Don't also forget to check out our YouTube page where you can find our interviews with Blake Shapen, with John Lewis, and my interview with Albert Rees from Thunder and Lightning Live, which should also will be here on the podcast feed as well. Robbie and I will be back in Mississippi the next time we talk to you, and we will be back for a Friday podcast to talk a little Mississippi State sports. We need to talk about David Mershon when we do that. We'll do that Friday.
We're doing a podcast tomorrow?
Yeah, I will be back. Why not?
Okay.
What time are you getting back?
I don't know. Just
what time are you leaving?
Leave. I don't know.
Okay. We'll figure it out. We'll
might
do a podcast.
Sleep in tomorrow. Who knows?
Okay, then. Look at you. I will not be sleeping in. I got an early
you
flight.
You got an early flight.
I got an early
right.
flight. So.
Yep.
All right.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, for Houston McDavid running my board for me tonight, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.